This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 7th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Rollins grilled on disaster aid. Trump and Carney talk tariffs. And Zeldin touts beefed-up pesticide program. Next week is set for USDA reorganization and House Ag. Next week shapes up to be a big one for ag policy. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says she'll release her plan next week for reorganizing and downsizing her department. But she told members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting yesterday that downsizing won't be as drastic as some observers fear. She later told the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee she's rehiring some staff, primarily in the Farm Service Agency, the Animal and Health Plant Inspection Service, and the Wildfire Response Offices. In the meantime, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says he plans to bring the committee's portion of the budget reconciliation bill to a vote of the panel next week. That text could be out this weekend. Committee members, though, continue to wrangle over whether and how to force states to start sharing some of the cost of the SNAP program. Take note, for more on reconciliation, you can read our weekly newsletter today. We also have Aubrey Betancourt talking about her plans as chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service amid its staffing cuts. Plus, we have a report on the U.S.-UK trade, Proposition 12, and pesticide regulation, as well as food dyes. Rollins grilled on disaster aid timing. William Della Camera, a vegetable farmer from Connecticut, came to Capitol Hill yesterday, quizzing Secretary Rollins about the status of $220 million in disaster aid for farmers. Della Camera says he's awaiting funds through the Farm Recovery and Support block grants that offered funds to states in New England, Alaska, and Hawaii for 2023 and 2024 losses from weather events. The block grant program was included in the end-of-the-year continuing resolution, but Della Camera said USDA has dragged its feet in releasing the funds, preventing farmers from accessing it until the fall. Why would I or any other farmer want to have to even keep farming, right? If that's what it's going to be year after year, disaster after disaster, Della Camera told reporters at the Senate subcommittee hearing where Rollins was testifying. Take note, senators also pressed Rollins on the status of the $20 billion in farmer disaster aid, which she said would open up for applications in the coming days. In front of reporters after the hearing, Rollins told Della Camera that USDA would open up the funds in the coming weeks, and her team assured him that they are trying their best. Della Camera responded, "But how do we stop creditors from calling every day? That's the problem." Take note, today Rollins expected back on Capitol Hill. This time, she appears before the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee. Trump, Carney hold constructive meeting. Trump digs in on tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said his meeting with President Donald Trump yesterday was wide-ranging and constructive, insisting that he made the case for lifting tariffs. Meanwhile, Trump told reporters there was nothing Carney could say to get him to undo Canada's 25% duties. "That's just the way it is," Trump said to the Oval Office. In a sign of how far U.S. trade policy has come since Trump's first term, the president questioned whether the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is even necessary. Trump negotiated the North American trade deal in 2018, and it runs until 2036 with a review slated for next year. On Tuesday, Trump referred to the pact as transitional, but he stressed it was not dead and has been and remains, quote, very effective. Really, today marked the end of the beginning of a process of the United States and Canada redefining that relationship, Carney told reporters after leaving the White House. The question is how we will cooperate in the future. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Pesticide programs to benefit from EPA research cuts. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the Office of Pesticide Programs will benefit from the dissolution of the Office of Research and Development, the agency's scientific research arm. The agency said last week the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, which includes OPP, will get more than 130 employees, some of whom will work on pesticide reviews. Yesterday, Zeldin told the nation's farm broadcasters EPA chemical staff had urged him to bolster chemical reviews and pesticide registrations. Zeldin said, quote, they said that if they were able to get scientists sent to them from the Office of Research and Development, that can help in getting through this backlog we inherited. Zeldin also urged growers to reach out with suggestions for the recently released insecticide strategy. He said, quote, my message would be for any individual grower that is out there and they read the insecticide strategy and they have an idea for us on how to do anything better, let us know. We'll update. This isn't a final document. You can read more on that strategy at our AgriPulse newsletter today. Canada rules U.S. biodiesel no threat to domestic industry. Canada's International Trade Tribunal has ruled that U.S. renewable diesel exports are not hurting its domestic industry. It ends an anti-dumping and countervailing duty probe. A statement from the tribunal reads, quote, the evidence does not disclose a reasonable indication that the dumping and subsidizing of renewable diesel from the United States of America have caused injury or are threatening to cause injury to the domestic industry. Tidewater Renewables, a Canadian renewable diesel company, had brought the complaint to the Canadian government. By the way, U.S. industry sector still faces an ongoing anti-dumping investigation in the United Kingdom. If the UK's Trade Remedies Authority rules against the U.S., tariffs could be applied this fall. Lawmaker reintroduces precision ag bills. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska has reintroduced a package of bills intended to expand the adoption of precision agriculture technologies. The Precise Act and Precision Agriculture Loan Act would allow producers to use USDA loans to purchase precision ag equipment. Meanwhile, the Last Acre Act would create a new USDA grant and loan program to improve connectivity across tracts of farmland while also requiring the agricultural census to collect information on farm internet accessibility. Here's today's final word. It comes from Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas, co-chair of the House Hunger Caucus, who also spoke at NEFB yesterday. He said, quote, I don't get the sense that we're pitting in any way food nutrition against production agriculture. He was responding to a question about proposals to cut SNAP benefits to pay for a boost to commodity and crop insurance programs. He said, quote, we need both. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 7th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.